All right, what's going on, guys? It is Friday, December 6, 2024. I want to talk to you a few minutes about something that's very concerning to me. There is very few times, and you guys who are regular viewers of our ministry, you've been partners of our ministry for many years, you'll know what I'm about to say is the truth. There's very few times that I can count on one hand that I have expressed great concern. If there's something going on, whether it's something in my spirit that's there, or it's there's something that I can't shake, in regards to something in the future. Now, I don't have a word from the Lord. I've not been given a dream. I've not been given a vision. But my spirit is very, very troubled. Because of events that are taking place, and this is saying a lot. And let me explain why. Because in what we do here at End Time Headlines, I am consistently every day 24/7 researching articles, doing investigations on different headlines and different incidents that are taking place, and we're covering everything. If you go to Matthew 24 and you go down the whole list, we're covering everything. Pestilences, plagues, famines, diseases, earthquakes, or natural disasters, wars, conflicts, even internal affairs and things that are taking place within the church and the body of Christ. So we cover all of this stuff. So to say that I'm grieved, or I wouldn't say that's not the word, I'm troubled over recent events, I'm not talking about as disheartening as the situation is with the church right now. We've covered that. We covered that the other day in a podcast. We talked about that in detail. As troubled as I am with the potential of major disasters, such as yesterday, we had a magnitude 7.2 earthquake that struck off the coast of California. We covered it live. The tsunami warning was issued, then it was called off. California dodged another major bullet. The West Coast did. And now they're warning in the next 5 to 7 days, a larger event could transpire. So as much as we could talk about that, and that is of concern, that's not what I want to talk about today. That's not what's concerning me. What I am focusing on today, and what I have a lot of concern about, and when I say this, I'm saying we need to be in prayer about this. We need to be in intercession about this. We need to be wide-eyed, head on a swivel, and paying attention. And I've brought this up a couple of times. I believe that we're being set up. Our nation is being scoped out. It has been set up for a while. We could go with the Chinese migrants that have crossed the border and that have set up in places throughout the nation, off grid, under the radar. Many of these have already been caught taking pictures, video of military facilities or sensitive locations, even infrastructure, where they were taking pictures, videos, and some of these, again, they were put into question, and we never heard anything about it. Then there was remember the story about the laboratory that was discovered that linked back to China, where in which they found all kinds of biohazard chemical, where they found all kinds of different viruses and vials, things that were, and things that could be used as bio weapons. Remember that story? And then, of course, we had the Chinese spy balloon that was given free rein and free access to go across most of the United States, right over sensitive military sites. We had all that. And then, I mean, we could go on and on. Then a mysterious unidentified object, a UAP, whatever you want to call it, was shot down over, what was that, Lake Huron, Heron, however you pronounce that, over in Michigan. This weird cylindrical type object that was shot down. They've actually recovered the material of that. They've recovered the wreckage of that, but we don't know anything about it. They're not disclosing to the public what it was, who was behind it, what the purpose of it was, and why it was shot down. Then we have, we got all these drones that keep, and I've said this, these mysterious unidentified drones that keep appearing over U.S. Air Force bases. Again, here in America, in Virginia, then recently in the United Kingdom. And we got some videos we're going to show today, but I'm going to get ready to get to this. And again, no one, we're not being told who's behind this. And the reason one is in New Jersey. We're going to talk about all about that today. Who's behind this? Who's operating these things? What's the purpose? Is this nefarious reasons? Or what are they gathering? What information are they gathering? What's the reasoning behind this? And then on top of that, guys, we just witnessed yesterday. I don't know if you know this, but we just saw the largest breach in telecommunication companies that has been compromised during a hack from China. Again, this took place yesterday. The largest, they're saying now that this is the largest breach in history. This all happened. Okay. Again, this took place yesterday. Then we have we're going to talk about how a individual came out, and we're going to show you this video too. You got this Peter Hotez, I believe that's how you pronounce his name, made some stunning remarks. And we've got the video of this. Okay. And then, as we've talked about, the CDC is now sounding the alarm, breaking their silence on a quote mystery flu-like infection. Now, we broke this news Monday, I think it was, or Tuesday, or whenever. I can't remember. When you do so many of these things, they all run together. This week, we broke the report over in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where this mysterious flu-like infection is spreading, killing dozens of children and women, and now it has sparked COVID-era travel restrictions. This is happening. A patient was just reportedly put in isolation at the University of Ohio St. John Medical Center in Westlake after arriving what they originally thought was from this region, but then they changed their tune, they changed the narrative. But nevertheless, he returned from a region with flu-like symptoms. They have him in isolation. That's all we know about. So we're going to cover all of this and more today. And the reason why we're talking about this today, guys, is I believe when we put all this together, once January, and I think if you got to pay attention to this, I think that once the president is sworn into office January 20th, so from the 20th, on, you better buckle up and be ready for anything, because it looks as if I'm going to say it again, that we are being set up for something huge down the pike. Let's go.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's going on, guys? End Time Headlines here. Again, this is Ricky Scapparo, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines, and we want to welcome you to today's program. Again, it is Friday, December 6th, and before we even get started on what we're going to talk about today, guys, can you give us a smash that like button, help us out here on YouTube and Rumble, and of course, you guys listen by Apple and Spotify, we welcome you as well. And as always, we appreciate you guys giving us a good review. That's going to help get eyes on our podcast there and again, on Apple and Spotify. Listen, if you guys have not picked up our free app, we always want to encourage you to pick it up today. Go to your Apple or your Play Store, download it today, hit yes to push notifications. You're going to be squared away, good to go. Every headline, every podcast, breaking news, prophecy, viewpoints, everything is going to be right there at your fingertips. And getting the app is the best way to keep up with this. So as we said before, guys, at the very introduction of this, I'm very troubled by what I'm seeing. The fact that our government is not disclosing what's going on. It's right out in front of us, right out in the open. Things are happening that appears to me that our nation is being set up. Set up for what? You say, set up for what, Brother Ricky? Set up for what? Invasion? Takeover? Collapse? I don't know. We're going to find out. And we're going to find out real soon, because you can't be having what's happening right now and be left in the dark without a reason for that. There is a reason, guys, we're being left in the dark about this. There's no way that you're going to have multiple drones popping up all over the place, and nobody knows where they're from. All the intelligence that we have, the CIA, the FBI, the DHS, all of these entities, all of these powers that we have, and the capabilities and the technology and the AI and all this stuff. And you're going to tell me we don't know who the perpetrators are behind these drones? Right. I'm not buying it. You're not buying it. Most Americans are not buying this. And again, to me, this signals major red flags. Now, again, we talked about there was drones that were spotted over bases in America. One of them was for 17 straight days. It was a base in Virginia. An Air Force base, multiple drones over a period of almost 3 weeks. None of them were shot down. None of them were apprehended, and no further information come out of that. Then, and then we go overseas to the United Kingdom. And we had the same scenario that took place there recently as well. Look, check this out.
And there are more questions than answers into mysterious drones spotted over U.S. military bases in England over the past several days. The U.S. Air Force says the drones have not impacted the bases or their residents, but it hasn't ruled out if they were sent by agitators. Let's get right to our News Nation special correspondent, Ross Coulthard. Ross, anytime we hear about something flying in a restricted space, it causes concern. Several drones spotted over three different military bases over several days. You posted on social media about those sightings. What can you tell us about what you've learned?
Well, Nick, the interesting thing about this whole saga is how little the Air Force has been able to tell us about what they're seeing, because there have been at least five nights, possibly six nights, of unexplained incursions by what the Air Force describes as drones over three of the most sensitive US bases, or British bases where the US Air Force is based, in the United Kingdom. That's Mildenhall, Lakenheath, and Feltwell. And what distinguishes all of those bases is that it's very likely all of them have nuclear weapons. So this is a very grave situation. Unexplained incursions by unexplained drones, multiple drones, dozens in some cases, and there has not been any attempt, as far as I can see, to successfully bring down one of these objects so that we can be told what they are and where they come from. And when the Pentagon was asked about this, Major General Pat Ryder, the Pentagon's press spokesman, he basically said that all he could tell us is that they are being actively monitored. He couldn't answer a question as to whether they were from a foreign adversary, and he couldn't answer the question as to whether or not they were of hostile intent.
Ross, now the U.S. Air Force did confirm that the sightings were unmanned aerial systems or drones. Do you believe that they are drones?
We've got to be skeptical about this because we've seen no evidence of this to date, Nick. And as you would know on our show Reality Check, for some time we've been reporting on similar sightings of so-called drones over places like Langley Air Force Base in Virginia, the Plant 42 at Palmdale in California, and also the Picatinny Arsenal in New Jersey. That happened in, 18th of November, just before these latest incidents. Now we've got these incidents over the three Air Force bases in the United Kingdom. And in none of these cases have any of these devices, these alleged drones, been recovered. So I think we're entitled to be skeptical, and the public's allowed to ask questions. Why can't the Pentagon answer a very basic question? Why do they say these are drones, and where are they coming from? And can we be assured that they are not a threat?
And speaking on the not a threat, so far, Ross, help me here, none of them have appeared to be hostile, but that still doesn't necessarily give everyone great comfort.
Well, we deployed, if you remember, Nick, in February last year, we deployed F-22 fighters to shoot down what we were told were balloons flying over the continental USA. It's a very interesting situation that we know that fighter jets have been scrambled from some of these bases in the United Kingdom. They've been flying without transponders, so we haven't been able to track them to see where they're going and where they're maneuvering. But there has been an air tanker refueling them, and they've been operating on afterburners. So it's quite clear that the military is taking this extremely seriously, and the British government has also brought in military assistance of its own to help the US Air Force deal with finding out any more that we can about these objects. And at the moment, I think all we can legitimately say is they're objects, and they're unexplained.
And Ross, this isn't the first time, because I do want to touch on this before I let you go. We had drones flying over Langley back in 2023, and we never determined exactly what was happening. Do you believe that these drones could be from foreign adversaries?
They could potentially be from foreign adversaries, but as you would know, we were the first to report on NewsNation those Langley drones, so-called, and we have queried and questioned the reasons why they use drone terminology. I think, at best, what they are unexplained aerial vehicles of some kind. That's the best we can put it. And I think the public are entitled to expect an explanation.
All right, then that brings us to let's talk about the latest here. The FBI is investigating after large drones were spotted flying over central New Jersey over the last 2 weeks. Here we go again. So now we're in 14 days, same period of time. Again, same timeline, same scenario, drones. The cluster of what looked to be drones and a possible fixed winged aircraft along the Raritan River. Larger than the typical drones used by hobbyists, the devices have, quote, raised questions due to the proximity to both a military, here we go, installation and President-elect Donald Trump's Bedminster golf course. Okay? All right, so here's some more on this. Let's
check this out. Mysterious drone spotted in the New Jersey night sky, prompting an FBI investigation and temporary flight restrictions from the FAA. Multiple reports of this unusual aircraft activity around the Trump National Golf Course Club Bedminster, as well as a U.S. Army ammunition hub in Dover. All right, let's get out to senior national correspondent Brian Ent.
Again, why isn't it being shot down? Well, Brother Ricky, you can't just shoot that down because it puts people at risk down on the ground. Listen, are you serious? We shot down a Chinese spy balloon. They can make provisions on the ground to prevent people from being injured and shoot this stupid thing out of the sky. Come on, guys, wake up.
And Brian, what else are we learning here?
Yeah, it's very mysterious. The FBI and local law enforcement say they're investigating, Nicole, but they have not given an update about exactly where these drones are coming from. Residents in Morris County have been videoing the large drones at night. Here's some of the video here. They've got bright lights. They appear in the sky only at night, apparently. They say the drones started appearing in mid-November. The FBI says there could also be fixed-wing aircraft spotted as part of this investigation. Morrisey County is just north of the Trump National Golf Club at Bedminster, though there is no evidence that the drones are specifically targeting Trump's property, but the vicinity is certainly raising some eyebrows. The sheriff's office put out a statement acknowledging what residents have been calling in and seeing and saying there is an active investigation.
They kind of go slow. They come towards you, then they'll change direction a little. They're all going different ways. They're not up for 15 minutes. They're up for hours. Some are very big, probably the size of a car.
Wow. So they're in flight for hours, and they're the size of cars, the size of vehicles. Think about a drone that big, and then a fixed-wing aircraft.
So the Federal Aviation Administration has imposed drone flight restrictions in the area. While this investigation continues, police have said there is no threat to public safety. But as you can imagine, Nicole, the residents find it unnerving not knowing exactly where these drones are coming from.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that mystery solved. Guys, this wouldn't be a mystery if this was happening in Tennessee or Kentucky or West Virginia. Because those stupid things would have been shot out of the ground, out of the sky by now, and we would have solved the mystery right off the bat. So maybe we need to get some of them folks down there. Let's get some of them Kentuckians and Georgians and Tennesseans and West Virginia boys up there in New Jersey and up north. They'll take care of it. They'll get to the bottom of the mystery. This is just unbelievable, guys. We got more. Let's watch another one here. Now I'm about to show you. I want to show you a. The Pentagon, this has become so alarming that even the Pentagon conducted a press conference in regards to this situation. Let's check this out.
Do you have any new information about progress that's been made between the U.S. and U.K. militaries getting to the bottom of those previous incursions, and have there been any more?
Yeah, I don't have any updates to pass along from the podium here, Brandy. I'd recommend you call U.S. Air Forces in Europe or the U.K. Ministry of Defense. Thanks.
Yeah, and I'm willing to bet that you're going to get no information from them as well. Isn't it? I mean, again, guys, unbelievable. This is just unbelievable, and it's unacceptable to me. All right, now let's show you some local responses, or let's show you some responses from locals there in New Jersey regarding this. And when they talk to these locals, you get the same reaction that you're getting from myself and from others in regards to this. Look, check this out.
A flying drone mystery raising alarms in New Jersey. There are clusters of large drones swarming the skies near the Bedminster Golf Club belonging to President-elect Trump. What is going on? Nate Foy with an update in our newsroom. Hi, Nate.
Hey, Dana. So one witness says it's like a parade. The drones just keep coming one after another, and you can hear them coming because they're so loud. Listen to the power of this drone last night. So residents in Morris County tell me this has been happening every single night with the exception of Thanksgiving over the past few weeks. One family claims they followed a drone in their car, and while it hovered above them, the clock in their car changed times. Then they say the clock went back to normal after they drove off. Witnesses also talk about the size of these drones. Some say they can be as big as a small car. Despite the growing concern, though, Morris County officials insist, quote, there continues to be no known threat to public safety. But residents tell Fox they're becoming more worried. The FAA is continuing to temporarily restrict flights over Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster and the Picatinny Arsenal military base. But authorities in Morris County this morning say they have no new information to share as the mystery continues.
All right. So until... Again, I don't know what it's going to take, but I suspect this is going to keep going. I don't know. Again, the mystery of this is who they belong to, who's carrying out this mission, what is the mission, and when is the mission finished, and what is its objective? That's the scary part. And that's why I said I'm concerned. And I feel like we're going to find out this year coming up, 2025. I think it's all going to make sense. Again, you think about everything that's going on. China, we've mentioned China. China has sent foreigners into our nation to spy out sensitive infrastructure, military sites. China's buying up land in America. And now we got this report. Let me show you this. This is from the Daily Wire. U.S. officials urge Americans to use encrypted apps after Chinese hack. U.S. officials are urging Americans to use encrypted apps to protect their communications after telecommunication companies were compromised during a recent hack from communist China that is the, quote, largest breach in history. This is a huge deal, guys.
U.S. officials today went public with new details about a massive and ongoing Chinese hack of multiple U.S. telecom companies. The officials telling reporters that an investigation into the breach began in late spring, but they still do not know the full extent of the damage or how far the Chinese government-affiliated hackers were able to penetrate. According to members of Congress who've received classified briefings on the matter, it's one of the worst cyber espionage incidents in U.S. history. Joining me now is NBC News Justice and Intelligence Correspondent Ken Delaney. Ken, thank you for being here. What more are we learning about the scope of this breach?
Gabe, the scope appears to be breathtaking. Federal officials today were pretty candid that they don't even really know and understand the extent of the Chinese penetration 6 months after they first began investigating it. But what they do know is that they believe that Chinese hackers have gained access to most of the major American telecom companies. So really, any American who's not communicating through encrypted means, and for example, Apple messages are encrypted, some other messaging services. But if you're not using encrypted communications, your communications are vulnerable to interception by the Chinese. And they said that these hackers have targeted a limited number of Americans. We've already reported that among them include members of the Trump and Harris presidential campaigns. They targeted their phones. They got access to interceptions of their calls, but they're doing it in a very targeted way. This is an intelligence operation. But what the officials said today is they are still working to try to expel these hackers from the network. Right. The networks, and they have not yet been successful yet.
So, Ken, on that point, this is still an ongoing attack. So does the intel community feel like they have a grasp on this, or at least how to stop it?
No, that was really the most surprising and disturbing thing about this briefing to reporters today on background from the FBI and from the cybersecurity agency is that they really don't have a grasp of it. They were very upfront about that. They said, we're learning new things about this every day, and we're working very hard with the telecoms to try to get these hackers out. One thing that they have said and industry experts have said is that part of the problem here is that some of the telecom infrastructure in the United States is old and outdated and needs to be replaced on a massive scale, but that's very expensive and it could cause outages in some areas. The companies have not really kept their networks fully up to date, so that's one of the issues. But this is going to be an ongoing problem, and there's also some national security implications, Gabe.
Remarkable, yeah. And on that point, you know, this comes in the middle of a presidential transition and potentially a tumultuous time for the FBI, which you've been reporting. What do we know about what kind of communication there has been between the Biden administration and the Trump transition, their national security teams about this?
We don't know a lot about that, Gabe, but one thing we do know is that the Trump transition has not signed a memorandum of understanding with the Justice Department that would allow the FBI to start doing background checks to grant security clearances to transition team officials. So anything that's classified about this, and most of it is, the FBI would not be able to pass on as of now to the Trump transition team. So it stands to reason cooperation has not been great. One other thing to say about this is that officials said today that the Chinese hackers have gained access to the law enforcement portal that the DOJ and FBI uses to get lawful wiretaps and interceptions on American phone calls. Some of that can be national security information. So really, really dangerous stuff, Gabe.
All right, so China has now gathered information from critical infrastructure, military bases, military sites. They bought up land. Now they've gathered information on us individually. Again, why? What is going on? Something major is going on. Remember, the Chinese balloons, the mysterious objects shot down. He's got all these drones happening. Guys, I can't help but to shake the feeling that we are being set up. And you want to talk about a major false flag. It almost, does anybody else get that feeling like we're going to see a major false flag? And now, how can I say such a thing? How can I say it's a false flag? I say that because, again, there is no way, guys, that our U.S. military and intelligence does not know who these drones belong to. And the fact that they're not disclosing that information or shooting them down or bringing them down and apprehending them is a huge red flag for me. Because they, and again, are they, so there's only two conclusions from this. Either one, this is so sensitive that they don't want to bring panic to the public because it could ensue panic. Or number two, they're behind it. They're involved in it. Oh, I can't believe you'd make such a statement. Well, listen, let me show you something else. This was an interesting video. I want to show you, this was a MSNBC interview. And now I want you to hear what this man says here. We're going to break this all down so you won't miss any detail of this. I'm going to pull up the video here and I'm going to show you. Let's watch this together. And you're going to be shocked by what comes out of this man's mouth. This man's making a bold prediction. So keep that in mind.
Here's the reason why we need to care about this stuff, Nicole, is that we have some big picture stuff coming down the pike starting on January 21st.
Big picture stuff coming down the pike on January 21st. Now, I'm pretty sure he's not referring to Larry Ragland's YouTube channel and his ministry either. This guy is saying we've got big stuff coming down the pike starting on January 21st. Okay, kids, let's ask a question. How many can tell me what is significant about January 21st? Let me know in the comment section below. Let us know in the chat. What is significant about January 21st? Why January 21st? That's the day after something major that takes place on January 20th. Anybody know what that is? If you said the presidential inauguration, you guessed it. So this guy, right off the bat, I mean, this guy is not cutting any corners. He said, we've got big stuff coming, and it's starting January 21st. Well, wonder what big stuff he's talking about. Let's see what he says.
Mr. Bloomberg mentioned H5N1. That I'm really worried about. It's all over wild birds on the western part of the United States and going up in the north. It's getting into the poultry. We're seeing sporadic human cases, no human-to-human transmission yet, but that could happen. It's in the cattle. It's in the milk. And that's just the beginning.
Wait a minute. Okay, so now this guy's saying that the bird flu is spreading human to human. It's spreading in cattle. It's getting in other mammals. And he said this could happen starting January 21st, a full mutation. We could be going into another the P word. And you know what stems out of that. And he said, but that's not all. Well, what else is he saying?
We have another major coronavirus likely brewing in Asia. We've had SARS.
Likely brewing. Another one likely brewing in Asia. Okay.
In 2002, SARS-2, COVID-19 in 2019. And we know these viruses are jumping from bats to people thousands of times a year.
Okay. They're also being created in laboratories too, but nevertheless.
But there's still more. We know
there's more.
That we have a big problem with mosquito transmitted viruses all along the Gulf Coast where I am here in Texas. So we're expecting dengue and possibly Zika virus coming back or a Puche virus.
Maybe they're expecting it.
Maybe even yellow fever. And there's more. Then we have
there's
all
more.
This sharp rise in vaccine preventable diseases going up because of in part the anti-vaccine activism that's so.
There's a shot. There's a shot at somebody right there. No pun intended.
Prominent right now. We have a fivefold rise in pertussis cases, whooping cough over the last year. 15 measles outbreaks this year. We've got polio that's been in the wastewater in New York State. All that. That's going to come crashing down on January 21st.
Guys, all that, look, it's right there on the screen. All that is coming down. All that is going to come down, crashing down on January 21st. Wow.
on the Trump administration, we need a really, really good team to be able to handle this.
Holy smokes, guys. Are you kidding me? This guy, what he just said is profound. I will not forget this. You better mark this down. Write it down. Record it. He literally just said all this is coming down on January 21st. This is going to come on the Trump administration. Now, what did we say? I said this from the beginning. The last time Trump won the election, people lost their minds. And then what happened under his watch, under his administration? We had the pandemic that conveniently manifested and came out of China. And it swept the whole world, shut the whole world down, and produced a shot. And now, here we are, 2024. They fought it. They tried to prevent it. But Trump won the election again. And now this guy is saying, get ready, because starting January 21st, and the guy literally names bird flu, all kinds of mosquito-borne viruses. He names another pandemic, another C virus, another pandemic that's already happening in Asia. And then an outbreak of this and an outbreak of that. And he says, and we need to get people in places to combat this. I'm sure the fact checkers will come rolling out on this. Oh, that's not what he said. That's not what he meant. There's missing context. But the guy made it plain. But yet again, they're trust me, guys, mark my words, they're not going to allow this guy's video clip to stay up. There will be, if you try to post this, I guarantee you on Facebook or Instagram, it's going to get censored. You're going to get flagged, and they're going to tell you that you're a nut job and a conspiracy theorist, and you're spreading misinformation. You're a super misinformation spreader, and you're taken out of context. Now, consequently, while he makes this statement, we reported on this. The CDC is in high alert right now. Consequently, I'm sure, again, consequently, this is all coincidence. Nothing, no way that it could be anything other than that. The CDC is breaking silence as, quote, mystery flu-like infection has killed dozens of children and sparks the C-word era travel restrictions. The want travel restrictions. The CDC is standing ready amid an outbreak of a mystery disease that's happening in Africa. There are rising concerns about the situation in the DRC, where dozens have died from a flu-like respiratory illness. A source at the CDC told DailyMail.com they were, quote, aware of the outbreak and were in contact with health officials there and stand ready to provide additional support if needed. The World Health Organization has deployed a team to the southwestern province, Kwango, where the outbreak is being reported, to take samples and test for the virus. And by the way, we're waiting for the results of the virus. They're supposed to be getting it back to us. DRC health minister there said his country was currently on, quote, maximum alert as they try to work out what's behind the epidemic that has killed at least 143 people. Most of the patients were children or late teens, and they suffer from symptoms including fever, headache, cough, and shortness of breath. The symptoms suggest a, quote, respiratory virus. And already parallels are being drawn to the early days. Guys, look at that. Look at that. This is not my words. You read it on the screen. The symptoms suggest a respiratory virus, and already parallels are being drawn to the early days of the wah-wah pandemic. Wow. Wow. What the guy, Trump, hasn't even got the ink wet on the paper yet. We're still over a month away until the man is sworn into office. And we already have a respiratory mystery virus that is wiping people out, mainly women and children, that has placed the whole DRC on maximum alert, put the World Health Organization into a frenzy. And they're deeply concerned, and they're saying that it has parallels being drawn to the early days of something that put the whole world in lockdown and shut down and quarantine back in 2020. You can't make this stuff up. And you want to know why I came on here today and why I'm concerned? This is why I'm concerned. I'm telling you guys something, we're being set up. We're being set up. And I don't even know if this is going to stay on the air. I don't even know if YouTube will allow it to stay up. They might flag this for derogatory, inflammatory statements, dangerous material, conspiracy. But everything I'm telling you is I am literally quoting to you what sources are citing, people are saying. Hong Kong became the first country to bring in health checks for arrivals from the DRC in Africa today. And an echo of measures taken to limit the spread of the want virus. Let's go back to the article. Wow. A source at CDC told DailyMail.com in a statement the CDC is aware of reports of an illness in Southwest DRC. U.S. government staff included those from U.S. CDC's country office in Kinshasa, I believe that's how you pronounce that, the DRC's capital, are in contact with the DRC's Ministry of Health and stand ready to provide additional support if needed. If it was not clear how concerned the CDC was over the outbreak or whether the agency plans to alert the nation's doctors, tests on patients are currently being carried out in the DRC with officials saying they expect to have the results before the end of the week. Again, the results are expected before the end of the week. So, Saturday, Sunday. So we have, what, 2-3 days left? And we should know what this is going to be. There are no direct flights between the U.S. and this location, according to flight monitoring websites, although passengers can still arrive in via connecting flights. This may include catching connecting flights in Johannesburg, South Africa, or Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Officials say it is taking days to establish the illness behind the outbreak because the cases are in remote parts of the country, which took two days for the health team to reach. It is not clear what disease could be causing the outbreak at this point, but officials say it could be a respiratory disease. Here we go again. Now look, when you scroll down on this article, look at this. Look whose face conveniently pops up right here in the article. And look what it says here. Dr. Peter Hotez, pictured above, was speaking on MSNBC, quote, warning of the dangers posed by these diseases. How convenient. Oh, well, isn't this guy just a prophet? Isn't he just a prophet that he called it out? He saw it coming. Yeah, we all saw it coming. Those that are wide awake, we all saw this coming. Dr. Annie Ramon, I believe that's how you say it. She's an epidemiologist at the University of California, Los Angeles, who has worked in Congo since 2002, told NBC News that diagnosing the illness may be complicated by underlying health issues in the local population, including malaria and malnutrition. Quote, I think it's really important to be aware of what's happening, and I think it's already really important not to, quote, panic until we have more information. It could be anything, she added. It could be influenza. It could be Ebola. It could be measles. It's not Ebola, guys. I can't believe she even said that. They clearly said it has the trademarks of a respiratory illness. That's not Ebola. At this point, we really just don't know. And again, of the people who died in the hospital, 10 died Let's go back up here. Officials initially suggested 143 people had died from the mystery disease, although authorities appear to have reduced the number to 71 deaths. So again, conflicting information. We're not getting clear information on this. These include 27 who died in the hospital and 44 who died in the community. Of those who died in the hospital, 10 died to lack of blood transfusions and 17 died as a result of respiratory problems. Now, again, guys, if this were true, I don't think this poses any kind of major threats, alerts, and people going in frenzy and freaking out like they are. They're not going to sit there and say this has all the trademarks of this and that and this. If only 71 people died and it was because 10 of them died from lack of blood transfusions and 17 of respiratory infections. I think there's probably a lot more that's died and this is being covered up is what I think. Again, if we're going to mimic this, according to the last pandemic, that's exactly what they did last time in 2020. All right, guys. So again, this is what I'm concerned about. We've got a concoction of events that are happening that I believe, again, we're being set up. And we need to be prepared. All this stuff with these mystery drones that they're not identifying, where that's all that stuff's gone, the explosion of UFOs and UAPs, all that's connected with this. China has infiltrated all of our infrastructure at this point. I'm talking about on a national level. I'm talking about all these infrastructures, sensitive military sites. They've bought land in America. They've got people spying out that have been sent here to spy out these infrastructures. Again, observing, taking pictures, taking notes. Again, you don't think they're sending that back to the headquarters per se? You don't think they're mapping out and scoping out and setting back and patiently waiting? And who are they working with? Russia? Iran? Syria? North Korea? All of these are all, again, they have formed this axis to bring America down. Even Trump has acknowledged this and said that the BRIC nations, that come together to try to de-dollarize America, they will suffer the consequences under his watch. And then, of course, now we've got yet another mystery respiratory virus that has all the hallmarks of something that we've all became acquainted with, unfortunately, that changed the world as we know it. And it's happening again. And I pray to God that's not where they're going to go with this. But we've been warned. And again, this is why we've got to stay vigilant, be in prayer, be in intercession. Lord, I'm just going to pray right now. Let's just cover this podcasting prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, every individual under the sound of my voice that's watching, that's listening by the stream of this or by the rebroadcast of this, I profess Psalm 91 over you and your household. I declare that no weapon formed against you will prosper. I declare 1,000, you may see 1,000 at thy left, 1,000 may fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thy dwelling. Again, Psalm 91 declares that no pestilence nor plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. I declare that. I declare the angels shall bear you up in their hands lest you dash your foot against the stone. I declare the word of the Lord of Isaiah says that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, against your family, against your health, against your life in Jesus' name. Lord, I just profess the blood of Jesus over our households, over our families, over our children. Lord, I pray the Holy Spirit would reveal to us, Lord, the plans and assignments of the enemy. Lord, just like you did in the Old Testament with the Syrian army, try to wipe out the Israelis, try to wipe out the Jewish people. And the man of God was praying and you revealed to him the plots and plans and assignments of the enemy before he was ever to carry it out. I pray that men and women of God who are in their prayer closets, who are intercessors and who are prayer warriors, I pray as they pray and as we seek the face of God, Lord, you will reveal to us what we need to do, when we need to do it, how we need to do it. You will reveal to us who's behind this sinister plan and plans and how we're to navigate through what's coming down the pike. And I pray this today in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said amen and amen. Listen, guys, again, we'd love for you guys to keep up with our ministry. You could do that by downloading our free app today, picking it up on Apple and Android, hitting yes to push notifications. You'll be squared away. Every headline, every podcast, every breaking news, every prophecy update, everything's going to be right at your fingertips. And again, guys, if this ministry blesses you, encourages you, informs you, equips you, all the above, we want to encourage you to pray about becoming a monthly partner. You can do that two different ways. You can give electronically, or you can give through check or money order right there on the screen at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So, guys, again, we appreciate you coming on here today. Listen, we're going to sign off for now. I'm going to try to come back on here tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. If we do, we'll see you at 8. If not, I'll leave. If you go to our community chat on YouTube, Facebook, Telegram, all this, we'll let you know if we're not able to do that. Again, I've been trying to give my body proper time to rest, to recover from illnesses and viruses and sicknesses that we've been dealing with our family. And that's just wisdom, because I want to be fully recovered so that we can, we want to get back our Monday night prayer meetings on 8 o'clock. We've missed three. We've missed almost a whole month of prayer meetings because of this stuff. And we want to get back in the saddle and get back on this. So we plan on coming back tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. But if I feel like I'm still not fully ready to do that because of, you know, fatigue and not fully recovered, then we will let you know ahead of time. But until then, I pray the Lord bless you, may he keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.